Yeah. He was the most handsome in a class of 22, and he knew it early on, so his confidence kept growing. By 13, he had been with every girl deemed worth it to be with in the village, 2 years either side of his birthday. He played football, boy could he play. He played every single day, and he still does. A scout from Crewe Alexander came to watch him once, and they said that they were gonna be in touch. Of the team without ever asking to be and without ever being told, that counts for a lot still, believe it or not. Lo and behold, everyone fell in line behind the hair on his legs and hair on his lip. He was the he could smoke 10 a day and still run faster than that whippet that could lap the racetrack rabbit. He could dabble in the snow, rubbing shoulders with the rabble, and still never ever touch upon a habit. At age 16, he made his choice to stay and got a job selling houses in the village, which by now had become such a desirable place to settle down. It was classed not as a village, but instead as a small town. Fortunately, despite the influx of newcomers, including for the first time a genuine authentic Italian restaurant run by a family of fantastic old-school Neapolitans, he was still the best at football and a most handsome man, taking solace in that fact as his little world continued to expand. He was 20, now being with all the girls deemed worth it in the village, 5 years either side of his birthday. But it was time to settle down, and no kiss had ever felt so electric as the first he'd ever felt all those years ago. Though she had never strayed far, hemmed in by his shadow, the torches lining the path of her own dreams, a beam growing dimmer by the day. And so, faster than a dying star, she cashed in her chips and checked out, settled for him, and subsequently threw all her own ambitions away. Promotion followed, a mortgage, a marriage, a dog and children, a lost conversion, a dead dog and a second home on the Costa del Sol. In the hopes of stoking the coals of two long lost souls, which comes first, counselling or keys in the bowl? Put his own mother in a home. God made redundant twice, never once was he on the dole. Said a bad word about him aloud. He wasn't perfect, he was my friend. He wasn't perfect, but he was one of us. He was one of us. Black bears his full name on a bench by the water's edge, the dates he came and went, and a quote about life and death from a song he'd never heard, because he wasn't too fond of long songs with lots of words. If I were him, I'd have never left the village either. But I did, and I know full well that there are more handsome men and better footballers out there in Greater Manchester. They
would have cut him down to size if they could have, but what good would that do? He bloomed and he grew and grew, and still he was doomed. Same as me, same as you, same as everyone I ever knew. You, sometimes still I think about you, out there, somewhere, floating in the ether. Born died in the wool, never knowing of a belly half full. So many of us just crabs in a barrel, with no feasible means to escape the inevitable cull. There are those that grow thick skins quick for the sake of their sins, and the savvy folk that just keep their mouths shut and take it all on the chin. We collide with each other, we submit and we bare our teeth. We catch fish using giant metal chips and scream with laughter at 4 a.m. staggering home down moonlit country lanes. We cry because children are dying across the sea and there is nothing we can do about it, whilst we benefit from the bombs dropped which we had no part in building. We are sorry, truly we are sorry, we are just trying to get by too.